بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So during, especially during the months of Muharram and Safar, we can say there is a genre of noha, or it's better to say lamentation for afflictions that befall upon Prophet, upon Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his faithful companions. So usually in these lamentations, the people, the reciters, somehow roughly we can say the singers recite about the afflictions or the majalis. They talk about the martyrdom account of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In some of these now has even we can say the musical instruments are used. Let's talk about noha. Is this lamentation for Prophet, for infallible Imams and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and the operation that was done against Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, is this a kind of innovation in Islam or no? It has a legacy and history behind.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me begin by expressing my condolences on the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, his close family members and companions. Now, if the question is about whether this lamentation, which is reciting some poems regarding the martyrdom account of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura, and other forms of it, like what you mentioned, playing drums and cymbals and so on and so forth, is it against the Islamic law? Is it permissible or forbidden? So first of all, each and every one of us should refer to the religious authority, the Marja Taqlid, that we follow to seek his viewpoint in this regard. But usually, let me share, for example, the viewpoint of the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei. He's asked about some mourning processions during the month of Muharram, and then using some musical instruments like drums and fife and the similar ones. And the answer is that for sure it's highly recommended for people to hold these sessions and join the processions. But people should avoid anything, any action that would, bother other people, or it is in and of itself forbidden based on Islamic laws. And as for using musical instrument, Ayatollah Khamenei believes that it does not behoove the mourners to use these musical instruments.
Yes. But you mean like drums, cymbals, exactly, horns, or something like that?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. So, but he doesn't say that it is haram or forbidden. Uh-huh. Now, this is just one viewpoint. People can refer to the viewpoint of and fatwa of other religious authorities. But, taking into account all the fatwa and verdict of the Shia scholars regarding azadari and mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we can come to this conclusion that I will talk about whether it is bid'ah innovation or not, but to have a clear answer to this question and similar ones, because in different places, people have different ways, methods of showing their love and grief for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, different cultures for mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So for each and every one of them, people may ask if it is an act of bid'ah innovation or not. I believe that Azadari and mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam is accepted based on different cultures, provided that, first of all, it is not going to bother other people because it is a matter of haqqun nas.
Yes.
Like some people using very loud microphones, which may cause
stereos.
Problems.
Exactly. That's right.
For the people, so this is something for sure, that mm-hmm. if you're going to bother other people, it is an act of, it is a prohibited action.
A violation of the rights.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Second of all, in and of itself, it should not be illegitimate. For example, mm-hmm. when it comes to music, you may use some musical instruments if your marja taqlid permits, but for sure you cannot, play a lahvi music, mm-hmm. a music that is according to all scholars, exactly,
yes.
is forbidden. And the third point, which is very important, is that according to great scholars, the format of your mourning should not cause what we call it a kind of wahn in the religion of Islam and in the Shia school of thought. Meaning that you shouldn't mourn in a way that if other people, especially those who are not Shia or those who are not Muslims, when they see you, they shouldn't make fun of your religion. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't make fun of the Shia school of thought. Or they may get astonished or surprised by this picture. And the best example is the concept of tatbir and blading and self-flagellation that unfortunately some Shia do that. I think this is the best example for this concept, that you may do something that if, when other people mm-hmm. see, it would cause a kind of, hatred yes. regarding the religion in their eyes.
The bloodshed, and exactly. we can say that's right.
As and you said, yes. so we can think of different examples. Now, for example, beating on the chest in a normal way, mm-hmm. no one consider it. It might be new in their eyes, but at the end of the day, it does not cause people to make fun of, Shia school of thought or the religion of Islam. But whatever causes bloodshed and the similar ones, I think all people agree that mm-hmm. It is going to give a negative picture yes. out of the religion of Islam.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We
worship Allah and no one but Allah. Sorry, beside all these things, is this Nauhe Khani, reciting out these lamentations in a form of poem or something like that about the tragedy of Karbala, is it itself a kind of bid'ah or no? Does it have a history? From day one, from after Ashura, were there people who did so under the affirmation or confirmation by the infallible imams or not?
So this lamentation and reading poems is an example for mourning for Imam Hussein mm-hmm. alayhi salam. And mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and mourning in and of itself is rooted in the verses of the Quran and the narrations. So we cannot consider mourning as an innovation. A bid'ah, because it is rooted in the religion of Islam. And when something is rooted in the verses and the narrations, it cannot be considered as an innovation in the negative sense of the word. We have in the Quran the story of Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam, who cried a lot for the loss of Yusuf alayhi salam. Although he was not, killed, he did not die, but for the very fact that Ya'qub alayhi salam did not know where Yusuf is, he cried him so much so that وَبْيَضَدْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُوزِ, his eyes had turned white with grief. He became blind for the grief. And when it comes to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we have many narrations both in Shia and Sunni sources not only from the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam onwards, but before him, at the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, he has cried for the tragedy of Karbala.
Yes.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha, many years before the tragedy of Karbala takes place.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, even according to some narrations, the previous prophets, they were informed of the tragedy of Karbala and they cried for the afflictions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
That's right.
So this concept of mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam is rooted in the narrations. Not only for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we have so many examples of the Prophet and the companions of the Prophet mourning for other people. For example, when it comes to our Prophet, he cried over the grave, because some people might say that you may cry, for a person who has just passed away, not for a person who has passed away some years ago.
Yes.
But we have in the history of the Prophet that when he passed by the grave of his mother, she passed away when the Holy Prophet was only 7 years of age, he cried over her grave. Also, we have the story of the uncle of the Prophet Hamza when he was killed in the Battle of Uhud. The Holy Prophet cried a lot. According to Ibn Mas'ud, he says that when the Holy Prophet put the body of Hamza in the grave, he cried out loud and he went unconscious. So this is how the Holy Prophet showing his love toward his uncle and mourn for him. And the same has happened for the martyrdom of Ja'far bin Abi Talib. The Holy Prophet also cried and said that for a person like Ja'far, all the people should cry.
Yes.
When his son Ibrahim, who was only some month old, he passed away, the Holy Prophet also cried. And interestingly, even at that time, people objected the Prophet that why you are crying for your child. And the Holy Prophet said that it's very natural that when you lose a dear one, then you become sad and you would shed tears for him. And of course, we are not saying anything against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for Ibrahim, we are sad and we are crying. Also for some of his companions, when Sa'd ibn Ubadah was about to die, the Holy Prophet cried for him. And again, some companions objected and the Holy Prophet explained that this is very natural.
That's right. So the most original format of the Noha refers to an act of recalling the main events that took place on the day of Ashura, isn't it?
So, I mean, we have the concept of mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, it can be in different formats.
That's right.
So Noha is one of them, and holding, processions, beating the chest, and so on and so forth. So the very concept of mourning is rooted in the religion of Islam, in the verses and the narrations. But when it comes to the examples, then we are free to choose the ones which have those two or three conditions that I mentioned. So when, for example, riding in and of itself is permitted in the religion of Islam. So the example at the time of the Prophet was riding some animals, for example. And in our time, it would be driving the cars or using the airplanes, for example. So no one can claim that using cars and airplanes and trains and so on and so forth is an innovation because they were not existed at the time of the Prophet. No, these That's are right. different examples.
Okay.
So the concept of mourning is in the religion of Islam. It can have different examples, and the examples which are done within the framework of the religion of Islam, based on those conditions that I mentioned, are absolutely acceptable.
That's all right. Of course, there is much history among, for example, this musical genre.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it come from? For example, nowadays we could see the musical bands in the streets of Iran, for example, using drums or cymbals or horns, the rhythms of their music, okay?
Okay.
We can say all these are rooted in a kind of musical genre that were used. And why, for example, that's all right. Nowadays, different cultures, as you said, according to their cultural background, they make music for Imam al-Hussein.
Yeah, as I mentioned, people first of all refer to the religious authorities, yes, because, for example, according to some religious authorities, when it comes to mosques, it's absolutely forbidden to play these instruments. Mm-hmm. So this is the viewpoint of some scholars. So I'm not going to go to the verdicts of different scholars. Each and every one of us should refer to the religious authorities. But as I mentioned, to put it into the nutshell, we need to, yes, pay attention to those three general conditions for all these formats of mornings.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of Noha. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.